We take emerald to Burgoyne, then the opal route to Donivakuf, where Kalashnikovs still shoot at retreating Serbs or at the sky to drum up the leaden beat of victory. Once more, though this time Serbian, homes get pounded to facades like honeycombs. This time it's the Bosnian Muslims' turn to cleanse a taken town, to loot and burn. Donivakuf fell last night at 11. Victory signalled by firing rounds to heaven and for the God to whom their victories owed. We see some victors cycling down the road on bikes that they're too big for. They feel so tall as victors, all conveyances seem small. But one whose knees keep bumping on his chin rides a kid's cycle with a mandolin, also childish size, strapped to the saddle, jogging against him as he tries to pedal. His machine gun and the mandolin impede his furious pedaling and slow down the speed appropriate to victors, huge-limbed and big-booted, and he's defeated by the small bike that he's looted. The luckiest looters come down, dragging cattle, 2 and 3 apiece they've won in battle. A goat whose udder seems about to burst squirts her milk to quench a victor's thirst, which others quench with a shared beer, as a cow who's no idea she's a Muslim's now sprays a triumphal arch of piss across the path of her new happy Bosnian boss. Another struggles with stuffed rucksack, gun and bike, small and red, he knows his kid will like, and he hands me his Kalashnikov to hold, to free his hands. Rain makes it wet and cold. When he's balanced his booty, he makes off, for a moment forgetting his Kalashnikov, which he slings with all his looted load onto his shoulder and trudges down the road where a solitary reaper passes by, scythe on his shoulder, wanting fields to dry, hoping, listening to the thunder, that the day will brighten up enough to cut his hay. And tonight, some small boy will be glad he's got the present of a bike from Soldier Dad, who braved the Serb artillery and fire to bring back a scuffed red bike with one flat tire. And among the thousands fleeing north, another, with all his gladness gutted with his mother, knowing the nightmare they are cycling in, will miss the music of his mandolin.